We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Tezvav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the new parak, parak called Kisveh. We're starting the 16th parak already of Masechta Shabbos. Zok the Mishnah, Kol Kisveh Kodesh Matzilim Oison Mepnei Adleka. All Kisveh Kodesh, what are Kisveh Kodesh? Like Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Tfilim, Mezuzas, those are Kisveh Kodesh. Chazal gave a special heter that you can matzil it when there's a fire. That means that the halacha is when there's a fire, you can't extinguish the fire on Shabbos because all it is not a pekuach nefesh. So in a case where there's no pekuach nefesh, it's only a shaila of mamonis. And the halacha is for mamonis, you cannot be over issa Shabbos and extinguish the fire. There's another problem that if you carry things out, maybe we're talking about here a case where it's a lot of tircha to carry things out. So if it's a lot of tircha, you can't save your regular things. We'll see later on in the Masechta about what you're allowed to save, what you're not allowed to save. But al kaponim, kisvei kodesh, you're allowed to save, and you're allowed to be tereach in it pnei adleika, and maybe even allowed to bring it into a chotzer without an eruv. Even though a chotzer without an eruv is also midrabanan, you're still allowed to carry it into your chotzer that does not have eruv chatzeris. You're allowed to bring this kisvei kodesh into those chatzeris. That's why it says matzilos medeg atzachidosh. So all kisvei kodesh you could save if there's a fire and schlep it into your chotzer, even though you're over tircho or eruv. Bein shekayrim behen, say if it's the neviim. Kayrim behem is neviim. Neviim, you read faf Torah on Shabbos. Bein shein kayrim behem, ksuvim. Also, ksuvim, you know there's no faf Torah on ksuvim. And we don't read it in shul on Shabbos. Still, that was a hashivus of saving it. Now, why don't you read it in shul on Shabbos? So it's mashma in the Mishnah later on. The reason is because the bitl beis medrash. The reason is it's very interesting ksuvim, and we're scared that it's gonna take too much time. If it's a bit long, it's interesting. It take a little long time. You're gonna miss the Rav's drasha. In those days, the drasha on Shabbos was the most important drasha of the week, where they taught them hilchos issur hat, like Rashi says, and we wanted them to stay for the drasha. Therefore, they didn't read ksuvim for half Torah. Or Rashi brings up Shat, even Yechidim was an Issut, even for regular Yochel, was Issut to him to learn Ksuvim on Shabbos, because it's Meishach Lelev. And if it's Meishach Lelev, we're scared he's going to be busy with learning Ksuvim and not going to listen to the Rav's Drasha of you know, Hilchos Issur Hat and other things, important things. Now, what Neviim we know is Yeshua, Shoiftim, Shmuel. Ksuvim are like Shir HaShirim and Keheles and those things, those are the Ksuvim. Tehillim is ksuvim. So it says that the kisvei kodesh you could save, say if it's neviim, and say if it's ksuvim. Bein shekayrim behem is neviim, bein shekayrim behem is ksuvim. Ba'af api is ksuvim b'chol loshon. Even though the sefer that we're handling is written in every loshon, it's not written in loshon kodesh, it's written in a different loshon, still you have to save it, you're allowed to save it on Shabbos. And we'll see what the chiddush of that is in the Gemara. Another halacha is tu'unim gniza. These things all need gniza. And the Gemara is asked, it's a kava chaymer. If you save it from a fire, for sure it needs gniza. Upnei ma'in karim behem, why taka don't you read on Shabbos in the ksuvim? Zok demar bitl beis medrash. Like we just said, the reason is because bitl beis medrash, because they want the people to come to beis medrash to hear the drasha of the potent halachas. And since this is Meishter Lev, Chama said, you don't lane ksuvim on Shabbos, and the Ivas in the Tzad and the Shain, maybe even a Yochid, should not learn ksuvim on Shabbos. So I think more of it. Itma. Hoyu ksuvim targum, over chol Lashon. If you had a sefer that was written either in Lashon Targum, which means Lashon Aramis, or in any Lashon besides Lashon HaKadosh, so you save that on Shabbos and Natsum. Rav Huda, I'm Matzil Noi Sam Ne'adleka, you cannot save it. Rav Chistom, I'm Matzil Noi Sam Ne'adleka, you could save it. So the Gemara says, who will go in Korintu? We're going to come back to the Mishnah in a second. The Mishnah sounds like a riot to one side. But first, I want to analyze who is the Machlekes Rav Huna Rav Chisda. Which one of the Yom is Machlekes according to? Is Machlekes Maseches Megillah, if you're allowed to write Kisvei Kodesh in a different Lashon. In that Mishnah, is a Tanakama who's Matir. And Rav Gamil says it's also, it's only Mutter in Lashon Yevanos. And it is the man the other holds that even Lashon Yevanos is also. But upon him, there's a chalukah there, Tanakam Shem Gmila, if you're allowed to write it in Eivid Lashon. And it's a voyer in Toisvis that if there could be an Isser, if you're not allowed to write it in that lashon. It could be even an issa to read it in that lashon. It's in the Gemara like that. And the Tais is much of what the reason is. So voya, if it's also to write it or to, then it's also to lane it in this lashon either. What's pshat? So Tais brings down one pshat is because halacha is you're not allowed to read Torah shebiksav bal peh. You have to read Torah shebiksav from a written text. If it's written in the wrong lashon, so it's not written text, it's English. And therefore, you're not allowed to read it. That's one pshat Tosfos brings down. There's another pshat from the, and Tosfos argues, if he doesn't say his own pshat, there's a chazanish who says the pshat is, since it's not proper to write it in the different language, when you read it, that's gufa, like a chil, like it's not covered for the Torah. V'akapadim, this machlekes in the Gemara Megillah, if nitin likrois or not, if you're allowed to write other shoynes or not. So the Gemara says, who's this machlekes? Aliba the man. Who's this machlekes according to? Aliba the man, the Yomar, Nitnu Likrois, Behem, according to the Yomar, Tanakama, and Besach Megillah. They allowed to write the Kisvakarish, and the Tara Lash, and the Kuli Amalai, Plague the Matsilim. Then everyone agrees, Sara Hun and Sara Chista agrees, Matsilim, because it's a good Kisvakarish. You're allowed to read it this way, and you're allowed to write it this way, so finish. It's a good Kisvakarish of Adam Matsilim. Keep Plague, where is the machlekes? Rav Huna, Rav Chista, Aliba the man, the Yomar, Loy Nitnu Likrois, Behem. According to the man, the Yomar, who says that you're not allowed to read it this way. You're not allowed to write it this way. So you're not allowed to write the Os Lichtav. You know, really, the Mishnah says Os Lichtav. Our Gemara calls Los Lichrois. That's the right as the Issa to read it also. So this Machlokes Rav Huna Rav Chis going to Rav Yamai. They're not allowed to write it in Mechol Lashon. So Rav Huna Amai Matzil Nelin Lichrois. You know, you can't save it. It's not even you're not allowed to read it like this way. It's not even Chashivas. So you don't have to save it. Rav Chis Tov Matzil Mishum Vezayin Kitzvei Kodesh. Rav Chis says no. You still save it. Why? Because Bezoyin Kisvei Kodesh. Even though you're not allowed to write it, but Lamaisa, it's not like a Sifri Chayil. It's not like a English book. It's a sefer. It has kedusha, and therefore it's not the kedusha of Kisvei Kodesh. But Bezoyin Kisvei Kodesh, you should save it. So that's Machlekes Rav Huna Rav Chista. So let's analyze our Mishnah. Is our Mishnah Kasha Rav Huna or not? Tanan Kol Kisvei Kodesh Matzilin Oisam Priad Leika. It says in our Mishnah, all Kisvei Kodesh you save if there is a fire. Bein Shekarim Behem, Bein Shekarim Karim Behem. Sai if it's a Leviim and Sai Ksuvim. Va'af Al Pi Shekuvim Mechol Lashon. And even though you write it Mechol Lashon, and the Lashon Af Al Pi, we'll see the second thing. Varz Diak is that Af Al Pi is Mashma. Even though it's not a good thing Mechol Lashon, still you save it. So let's see. My love isn't Pshamish like this. Shekarim Behem, that's Neviim. V'she'en karim behem, that's ksuvim. Af api sh'ksuvim cholashoin. What's that mash? Madly nitin likris behem. Because if not, what was the af api? If it's a regular, feed of Tanakh comedy, you're allowed to write kisvei kodesh, you're allowed to write sefer Torah in any lashon, of course you save it. What should be the problem? It's mashma over here that even though it's written cholashoin, still you save it. It wasn't an af api. Even though going to Mandi Amar, going to Shimon Gabriel, they're not allowed to write it in this way. And still k'tani v'tzilim, k'tani v'tzilim. Tifter Rav Huna is a kasha Rav Huna, because we're over here in our Mishnah, that even though you wrote b'chol lashon, and af apish b'chol lashon, which you don't read it that way still, the loch is in matzilim. So it's a kasha Rav Huna, which says, you're not matzilim, when, according to Mandi Amar, that lo yinitna b'chol lashon, that you can't write b'chol lashon, Rav Huna said that not matzilim, because not kiss the courage. Now our Mishnah's mashma is, I tell me our Mishnah's going according to Mandi Amar, that says you're allowed to write b'chol lashon, and what's the af api then? That so the afbi sounds like going to the man the Amma says in Allah right with Chalasha and still you can save it. Now I'm just like Rav Chista. I'm like Rav Huna. Huna says back, you know, this Mishnah needs a pshat anyway. I'll tell you why. Because with Tizbara, Amen, save, look at the Sefer. It says to Unin Kneza. It says that these things in the Mishnah, the Nevi'im, the Ksuvim, the Nitna of Chalasha, the Nichta of Chalasha, it says to Unin Kneza. You have to bury it. It goes to the Shemus, like we call it Shemus. Hashda tzulim atzlina. Now you tell me, we know that you save it. It says the Mishnah already you save it. You tell me gneza mabayi. It's a chiddush gneza. We know gneza is much gneza. Of course, you're not allowed to just throw it away. Something that has a little bit of kedusha. You don't even need kisvei kodesh. The level of kisvei kodesh for gneza. Gneza is always less. So if you can matzel, of course you need gneza. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah? So there's a kasha anyway on the Mishnah. So Ella, they'll each have to fatayich the Mishnah to fit into their pshat. El Rav Huna mataras tamei, Rav Huna learn our Mishnah like his reasoning. Rav Chisda mataras tamei, Rav Huna mataras tamei, and this they read the Mishnah. Bein shekarim behem means neviim. Bein shein karim behem means ksuvim. It means you have kisa kodesh, say neviim, say ksuvim, you matzilim. Like it starts with a mission called Kisvikar Shum Venus Vera Leika, Sign of Vim, Saiksuvim. Then you put in the word Vemedvar Amurim, Shinuksuvim Lashon Kodesh. That's only written Lashon Kodesh. Ava b'cholashoin ematzilin, but b'cholashoin not matzilin. But filahachi gniza boy still needs gniza. So you go look back at the Mishnah, look back at the Mishnah, and you read it like this: Kol kitzv kares matzilas mered leika v'ish karem behem ubein shein karem behem. That's all. But if it's not lashon kodesh, you don't save it. But ava pishuv b'cholashoin tunu gniza, even though it's written b'cholashoin, and there you don't have to save it. Still, you're not allowed to save it. You're not allowed to save it because you're not allowed to terech on Shabbos to bring it to a place without a Erev. Still, to unen gniza. Still needs gniza. That's what he's going to learn. For the halachic gniza, Rav Chista, will like this. Bein shekarim ben avim, bein shein karim ben ksuvim. And that you say, af al pi shesuvim chalosh na matzilin. And even if it's ksuvim chalosh na matzilin. Ah, what's it mean gniza? Even you matzil it, of course you need gniza. Halachic kama. This is how you read it and the Mishnah gniza. Umekek shlem tum gniza. And even the worms, that if it gets wormy and worn out, save a tyro over there, you can't save it, still needs gnizo. Could you think, since it does the it's only after Zion Kisvei HaKadosh, the whole din, he's going back on Nichta V'chol Lashon. We say Nichta V'chol Lashon V'chisto, why do you save it? Even though it's not Kedusha Save a Torah, we're going to my name, I'm going to look at him. Still, after Zion Kisvei HaKadosh, we say that you can save it. So maybe you say, if it's such a Save a Torah, it's V'chol Lashon, which is possible, and it got worn out, maybe then it doesn't need Gneza. Kamash Valon, that still needs Gneza, even though it's like Tati Reis, the two things, the problem with it. First of all, it's already worn out. And second of all, it's Nicarus Bam, still it needs Gneza. Zokta Gemara, right? The Meisvei, I ask you Kashanav Huna, Meisvei, Hoyu Ksuvim Targum, this Kisvikarish is written in Targum, which is a Ramis, or you save it, it's first, even though it's written v'chaloshen. So Gemara said, "Was a pashtar." So like Rav Huna, high tana savnit lukas behem. This is going to the man. All day, let it ride a kitzvei kodesh in v'chaloshen. Don't say here loshen afalpi. It's not like our mission is afalpi. Here it's going to the man. The holds the lukas behem. Going to the tanakama. Hold, you let it ride it v'chaloshen. So therefore, it's not shver. That you matzilim. Rav Huna agrees. Pidaman diyama nitnu likros behem. That it's matzilim. So that's not shver. Dr. Gemara right. Natoshema. If the Sefer Torah was ksuvim giftis, it's a language called giftis. They say hashayches to Egypt. The word Egypt giftis, modis, ivris, or ilmis, yivonis. All these are different type of languages. It was written in other languages. Obviously, nitnu likros behem. Oh, it says obviously nitnu likros behem. Now, let me read it this way. Matzilim noisem ne'ad leika. It's still matzle. This is klar. Afapi. So nitnu likros behem first. Shift the darav huna. It's a kasher rav huna. So here, this is a stumper. So what does Rav Huna do? Amalach Rav Huna, Tanoihi. You're right. Boris Machloik is Tanoi. And I'll show you in this Brysa that there's Machloik is Tanoi about it. The Gemara first bring the whole Brysa, and then the Gemara is going to say what the Tanoi is. Not clear right away what the Tanoi is. On top of our base, the Gemara is going to say what the Tanoi is. But Rav Huna is going to say, you know, you have a Kasha from this Brysa over here with Giftis that sounds like clear that you might seal, and even though it's Leinitnu Lekrisbehem, and it's a Kasha. The Kasher of Huna, but he says, no, I have a Brysa, different Brysa. Tanai Linton a Brysa, so there's a Sefta. So the Brysa says, like this, Tanai, Tanya, Hoyuk Suvim Targum, it was written in Aramis, Uvichol Losho, and the Kisakur is written in Aramis, or any type of language, which you know, it's been like a Yamatzalit. Yamatzalit, and like a Rav Yasi, Oimer, Ematzil, and also been like a, you cannot be, you're not allowed to be Matzal, but like a, and this Rav Yosi, that could be really, that would be Rav Huna. But let's see the whole Brysa. But that really could be a riot to Rav Huna. It says, Emat Silon, I was bad like, that Iva Choloshin, yeah. I'm Rav Yosi, so Rav Yosi brings a riot. Maisav Abba Chalafta, so Holochet Rav Miel, Rabbi. Maisav Abba Chalafta, which is Rav Yosi's father, his name was Chalafta, and they called him Abba Chalafta. So Holochet Rav Miel, Rabbi. He went to Rav Gamil, Baribi, who's Loshin of Chashivas. This Rav Gamil was the Inukal of Gamil Hazakin. So they went to Tveria. They went to Holocaust and Rav Gamil Litveria. And He was sitting on this table of Yechonon Nazov, and he had a Sefer Eiv in his hand, and it was written in Targum, written in Aramaic. Who carried it? He was reading it. Your grandfather, he was standing on the top step of the Harbais. The Harbais was steps to get up. He's standing on top step. The room of Sefer Eiv that was written in Aramis. He told the builders, bury it under the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, of the stone walls. He says, you're not allowed to have this. Get it, you're not allowed to read this. Put this away. And Afu, Tzivalo, after he heard this, Ragmil, the second Ragmil, the Enikel, the grandson Ragmil, after he heard from Abba Chalafa, that's what the Zayda did, what he did was, Afu, Tzivalo, Agnoza, he went ahead, and he also buried it. He told you not to do it. Dr. Gemara, so Rashi brings down, this Ragmil was the grandfather of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So, Rabbi Yossi, it brings a raya that you see, so you got to bury it. That's what Rabbi Yosef brings a raya. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, a rabbis took kaf olav. Even worse. Now he told him to get rid of it. He didn't even tell him to put it under the stones. He told him to pour some cement over it. And that mamash ruins it. Be a die. So I'm a rabbi. I don't like that. Say two is a double. Two rayas that are against Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. First of all, chadav chitit b'harbayis b'nayim. We was the tit in the harbayis. They built the Beis HaMikdash out of, and the Har Bayis, they used to use something called trachsid, which was a mixture of sand and different type of plaster. They didn't use cement. Cement is water and or dirt. They didn't use that. So therefore, it's not where they get tit from. That's number one. You're allowed to do that, even though it's not the same kedusha, but be a daim, you're allowed to do that. That like mamash ruins it. Ella manich makom ator. For you leave it in a makom, like open place, and it gets ruined by itself. Akaponim, we have here a bunch of different shilas over here. That the first part of the brayis has a shilah of matzilim, not matzilim. Then we have a shilah if you even have to get rid of it, if you have to bury it, what if needs gniza or not? That the one man the holds you need gniza. You bury it. And the other man the holds that not only don't you need gniza, you let it even put a tit on it. You let it root it be a dime. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh Rebbe holds like in between. You're not allowed to be ma'abed it, but doesn't need gniza either. You just leave it out and let it get ruined. You can even leave it out and let it get ruined. But like upon him, we have here a brisa. So now Rav Huna, who held not like Rav Chista, and Rav Huna hold that the loch is a matzilim, even when it's becholoshim when loy nitin likreis behem. So he says that this is a tanoi. So to man tanoi, what's the machlekes tanoi? Which one's Rav Huna? Which one's Rav Chista? So he said it a little bit like Rav Yosi. Let's see the Gemara. Ilay matana kama the Rav Yosi. If you're gonna say the tana kama is. If you say the Tana Kama, that's like Rav Chista, and Rav Yosi is like Rav Huna, the Tana Kama said in this case is written Chol Lashon. Matzilin is Mered Leika. Rav Yosi says E Matzilin Mered Leika. And what's the Machlokes? Dilma Hakavifgi. Masav Nit Likris Behem. Masav Nit Likris Behem. If that's the Machlokes, it's not a Raya to Rav Chista at all, because maybe the Machlokes Tana Kama and Rav Yosi is just, if it's nitnu likros b'hem, if you allow to write Sefer Torah b'chol lashon, the Tana Kama holds matzilin oisa, because you're allowed to write b'chol lashon. Rav Yosi holds e matzilin, because you're not allowed to write b'chol lashon, and he holds like Rav Huna. So then, we know right to Rav Chista, because Rav Chista holds, even if you're not allowed to write it, still matzilin oisa. That you don't see from Tana Kama. Maybe Tana Kama holds matzilin oisa. Why? Because you could write it b'chol lashon. So it sounds like from Rav Huna, we're saying a Tanoim that in this machlekes, in this brisa alone, the machlekes Tanoim like Rav Chista Rav Huna. So Gemara says you're right. This whole brisa could stim mamish on Rav Huna, not Rav Chista. There's no right to Rav Chista, but El Rav Yosi v'Tana the Giftis. But we had the brisa right before the brisa of Giftis, and the brisa of Giftis there was before Shiraya like Rav Chista. Because it said Giftis there, obviously not Lukas Behem at Zilnoi. So that's a right to Rav Chista. So that Tana is Rav Chista. And Rav Yosi is definitely Rav Huna, because Rav Yosi is saying, Ematzilanoisai, and it must be talking about that, Al Kaponim, Ematzilanoisai, that loy nitnu likros behem for sure. Imatzil Noi says that's a raya to Rav Huna. So that's what Rav Huna says.